message.
I am a gay man, and like many of you who are also part of the LGBTQ community, I know shame. And many of you have felt shame for other reasons. We have lived it. Many of us have grown up in shame. We've been led to believe, either by those we love and admire or society at large, that parts of us are unacceptable and unlovable. We may have spent our lives doing our best to hide this part of ourselves, afraid that its exposure would ultimately relate to societal rejection or even our ultimate undoing. Living with shame has a profound effect on our mental and emotional well-being. Shame is powerful. It is debilitating. It arises from a deep sense of inadequacy, unworthiness, and guilt. And it comes from a variety of sources: societal expectations, personal mistakes, or traumatic experiences. If we can understand the effects of living with shame, we can discover strategies to move beyond it. We have to find a way. It is essential for the self-acceptance required to build a healthy, fulfilling life. One of the primary effects of living with shame is the erosion of self-esteem. Shame can convince us that we are fundamentally flawed or defective. There is something irreparably wrong with us, so we will always be disapproving of ourselves. This judgment, this subtle form of self-hatred, will permeate every aspect of our lives, affecting our relationships, our work, and our overall life satisfaction. A persistent belief that we are not deserving, that we are unworthy of love and success, like all heartfelt beliefs, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And this is an obstacle to any personal growth and fulfillment. Sometimes this shame leads to social isolation. The fear of judgment and rejection can drive us to withdraw from unnecessary social interactions. It creates a barrier between ourselves and other people. And that isolation, in turn, exacerbates our feelings of loneliness. It reinforces this belief that we are inherently unlikable or unworthy of any meaningful connections. And over time, this pattern of avoidance can lead to a cycle of increasing shame and increasing isolation. Living with shame can also manifest in issues with our physical health. This constant stress and negative emotions can contribute to a litany of health problems, including increased cortisol levels, cardiovascular issues, and weakened immunity, not to mention affecting our psychological health. This mind-body connection is powerful. The toxic impact of shame on our mental well-being has tangible consequences on our physical health. To move beyond shame, we have to find a way to cultivate compassion for ourselves. We must learn to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we would offer to others who are facing similar challenges. Practicing self-compassion involves acknowledging our mistakes without harsh judgment, recognizing that we are all imperfect. It's just part of being human. And as always, therapy is an invaluable resource for overcoming shame. A therapist can help us explore the roots of that shame, help us challenge our negative beliefs, and develop healthier coping mechanisms. Building a support network is also crucial in moving beyond shame. Connecting with understanding and empathetic friends, family, or support groups that see and accept us for all that we are and all that we are not can counteract the isolation that often accompanies this shame. Mindfulness practices, such as meditation and self-reflection, can also be instrumental in overcoming shame. All of these techniques and practices can help us become more aware of our thoughts and emotions without the judgment.